My life isn't one big mystery. It isn't one of those golden shows that everybody watches all the time. It isn't a movie, it's reality, it's real. It's got its ups and downs, and it's not perfect. I've made my mistakes just like everyone else. I've done things I regret and I don't regret, but those regrets I wouldn't change. Because it's brought me here, this far, it's made me who I am today. Yes, I've turned into this mean, horrible bitch with an attitude that I'm not proud of, but all that can change. I don't want to be that person anymore. I want my life to be exciting and happy. I want to go from a mean, horrible bitch with an attitude to a fun, happy, and exciting person. My life has meaning. It has people that I love and cherish. It has people that I can trust. That's called family. My life revolves around my family. It takes place where I'm most comfortable. That's called in God's hands. My life is improving. It still has its glitches, but I'm working on it. When it comes to my mistakes, it's like World War II, but when other people make their mistakes, they forgive and forget. Which I don't understand what makes me different. I'm determined to figure that out. But until I do, I'm going to make improvements to my life. I'm going to somehow make amends with the most amazing sister-in-law. She is really an amazing person. She's got so much power. Her personality is amazing. She's a good person. She inspires me. I look up to her. I envy her. She's got the most perfect life. I want to be her. I want a husband. I want to be someone's wife. I want to be able to plan my dream wedding. I wish I had her life. Since the day I first met her, I've been trying to be like her. But nobody can be her the way she can. She's perfect. She's a sister I never had. Don't get me wrong, I love my sister, but my sister-in-law is just that one person I feel like I can bond with. Being able to talk to her, hang out with her, will be great again. I don't want to be that person that holds grudges on someone because that's not who God wants me to be. I hope that one day we will have a nice conversation with each other. The most amazing part of my life is that I'm a mother of one amazing little girl. She's great. Being a mother to her 24/7, 7 days a week is a lot of work, but we are improving on that also. My life has changed in so many ways. I'm going to tell the truth. I almost lost the most amazing man I ever met because of my reckless decisions, the choices I made. I'm not proud of them. I still look back to that day and I feel so stupid because I ruined the chance of ever marrying him. Then he goes and does the same thing to me because he wanted me to feel as much pain as he did when I hurt him. Yes, I never thought that he would be that kind of person that will get back at you, but it was understandable. I felt the pain and it hurt. It hurt really bad and I felt like shit because I put him through that. I'm not saying that he forgave me. I don't know if he did, but I'm going to spend every waking day trying to gain his trust back to my last breath. You see, I know I already said this, but he did the same thing to me, but he did it with my best friend. He dumped me for her. Back then, I literally thought that he was going to go for her. I was so heartbroken. I prayed and I prayed and I asked God for his forgiveness. I asked him to forgive me for all my sins. Yes, I have sins. Who doesn't? Everybody has sins. If you don't, then you're pretty damn perfect. I don't believe in perfect. I do believe in God. Love, trust, faith, hope, strength, power. All that good stuff. I have so many walls that I let down here recently, but that's only because I'm putting it all in God's hands. I trust Him with my life. I thank God every day that I didn't lose the man I love. God showed me that was happening, what was happening to us, and it was clear. The demons were basically trying to find someone to feed on, and they seen that my boyfriend and I were the best choice for that. But when I got together with the other sister-in-law and we prayed to God and those demons went away and you sent those demons away and freed us. Now I have so much hope and joy. I feel different. My family feels different. My boyfriend and I feel different. I've gotten closer to God. He saved me. He saved my family. God is the other man in my life that I will dedicate my life to. Let me guess, you want to know who the other man is? Well, I can't tell you that because I want to keep him anonymous. You see, I prayed to God and asked him to guide my boyfriend and I to where our path is. So far it's going great. My boyfriend has been working so hard. I'm so proud of him. He's also been really stressed out. So right now I would love to pray for him. Here we go. Lord, I pray that you release all the stress that running through, you know, who free him from those demons that are attacking him and making him and his brother fight. They are not welcome in our family. Send, you know, who some guidance and help him trust in you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. See, before I wasn't that close to God. Yes, I'll admit it, he and I weren't on speaking terms. That's only because when I prayed to him, when I lost my oldest little girl, he didn't answer. And it's been 6 years already. Yes, me and her talk on the phone pretty much every day, but it's still 6 years. But when this happened, when I needed him and I prayed, he answered. I don't know what the difference was, because both were the same situation. And he answered my prayer for my boyfriend and I, but didn't answer for me and my daughter. But ever since then, I've been really close to him. I've learned to forgive people. I've learned that living life unhappy isn't the way to go. So I'm living life with no regrets, changing my ways, and always looking on the bright side. It's helped a lot. My boyfriend and I are getting along better, which is good. I talk to him about my problems and other stuff. He listens. There are some things that we need, that we still need to work out, but we will get through it together.